This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Carrie Batten writes about a lot of things for The New Yorker, but she's first and foremost a music critic, a pop critic. Now, I try to keep up on today's music. I usually have Rap Caviar going on Spotify in the afternoon, but apparently my reputation doesn't reflect just how very cool I am.
I'm not playing any Bruce Springsteen for you.
All right, Mike, come on. That was very unfeeling and mean of you.
I'm sorry.
Bruce Springsteen, boy. I don't even know who you're talking about. Yeah. So I brushed off my dignity and got some suggestions from Carrie Batten. Tell me what I should be listening to. What's the first one?
So what we have here is a song called Low Life by a woman slash girl slash entertainer named Poppy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What were all those slashes there?
So Poppy takes a little bit of explaining, and I would suggest anyone who hasn't heard of her to read about her and watch her videos, because she's sort of a meta pop star. She has developed this character that she never breaks, where she's kind of doll-like and very plastic and stiff. And it's sort of supposed to be a commentary on, you know, Instagram celebrity or internet celebrity, and also a comment on the artifice of pop stardom.
And what's the song?
So the song is called Low Life, which may or may not be a play on the fact that The Weeknd had a number one song called Low Life around the same time. And so all of her songs are sort of references to other songs. She really likes to play with people's perceptions.
Old suitcase, clean.
Do you remember that those Gwen Stefani songs from the early 2000s? It's very reminiscent of that to me. Don't you know?
Baby, you're the highlight of my low life. It's like a Bob Marley beat with the Andrews Sisters.
Right, right.
Okay, so who do we have next?
Well, I think it was interesting. You made a remark about the sort of reggae undertones of that song, because I have another artist on this list who is a bit more authentic Afro-Caribbean
style. Than Poppy.
Right, than Poppy, yeah. So this guy is a DJ, producer, and singer from South London, but he has roots in the Ivory Coast, and his name is Afro B. What he calls his music is something called Afro Wave, and it is sort of a good way to describe a lot of the conversations that are happening right now between West Africa, the Caribbean, London, America. And it's sort of like this blend of hip-hop, R&B, in American styles with traditional West African music, with reggae, dancehall, electronic music. And this song is called Joanna.
Joanna, your busy body, busy tonight. Matt, Joanna, making all the dummy tonight. Joanna, your busy body, giving me life, oh. Hey, life, hey.
Why you do me like Joanna?
Is this a big club hit?
No, not yet. It's
you're plucking it from the underground.
Yeah, it's one that I would like to be a big club hit at some point, just because it's such an earworm. I find it to be very infectious.
So I have to ask you this. How do you go about finding new music? It can't be purely random. It's word of mouth. Somebody's telling you about it. You're trading information with other people. How does it work?
Yeah, this I actually found. I'm a big fan of the website OK Africa, which covers African music, art, dance, etc. And they do a really good job of kind of curating new, interesting artists from either the UK or Africa.
Is the place for me to go find Afrobeat on YouTube or where?
You can find him, and he's big enough at this point that you can find him on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify.
All right, what's next?
So Sade returns to the spotlight for the first time in 7 years.
She never left my heart.
Yeah, right. I don't think she left any of our hearts, but she's a person who really exemplifies the idea that distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Okay, my understanding about Sade is that she's periodically missing in action completely. Do we have any idea for sure why that is?
No idea for sure. There's a lot of speculation about her personal life, but she's not someone who generally confirms or denies what's happening. Doesn't, you know, show up in public, has no social media.
Let's hear it.
This is Sade. It's called Flower of the Universe, and it appears in Ava DuVernay's adaptation of A Wrinkle in Time.
She does this thing, she's always done it, where she doubles her own voice and harmonizes at the end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
It's very characteristic of her. So what do you think? Are we going to see her on the stage at the Oscars next year singing this song?
I don't think so. I think she's going to slip back into the depths of obscurity pretty much instantly.
That's her way, huh?
Yeah, that's her way. And apparently Ava DuVernay reached out to her just sort of on a lark and said, you know, I'll give it a shot, but no expectations, and was totally blown away that she responded and said, yes, I'll do that.
Who wrote the song?
She did, yeah. Of the universe, child mine.
Well, Carrie, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for
having
me.
It's great to hear some new things and also to hear some familiar things. When you sleep, softly the angels come. That's Sade's Flower of the Universe, from the soundtrack to A Wrinkle in Time. I spoke with The New Yorker's Carrie Batten. You can find her writing about music and so much else at newyorker.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.